Well, hello there. It's another day. I'm Jim Harrington.
And I'm that other fellow called Bill Knight. How are you?
Boy, I'll tell you, I was okay until about 10 o'clock last night, and they broke in with the bulletin.
Yeah, bomb, 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 Iran. Remember that song? Yeah. Well, apparently, Iran hit Israel, for an attack they shouldn't have done, which was retaliation, but with the biggest missile barrage in the history of warfare.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's what nobody tells you. Thank God the damage was minimalized. It was just small. But, they did what they did. So you tell me, take the win that you stop the missiles from coming in. That's not a win.
That was a Bidenism. Biden said that. Take the win.
Take the win, man. That's not a win, Biden. Just because you blocked a Hail Mary, does not mean it's a win. There's still a lot of time on the clock.
It would be like if somebody attacked It would be like if somebody attacked Washington and they hit the suburbs and didn't hit the Capitol itself, and then turning around and saying, "Well, they didn't take out the Capitol, so take the win."
It's an interesting point you say that, because that's what Joe would do. If an attack happened, you take out all the suburbs, and the capitals are, "Well, I'm okay. I'll take that win. Yeah. That's the ticket." Well, you know what? Think about this, folks. We have an impending Chinese cyber attack that's been announced.
Can we just hold that for just a second? Because I don't want to. People are just, believe it or not, some people are not aware of how serious the attack was last night. I was watching, Bill, the contributors in quotes on these news channels with their opinion. When they don't have any facts, they give you opinion, and they had no facts last night because Iran was mum and Israel was mum, and of course we were mum too because we didn't have any information to pass along. So all they had was speculation. And they had one guy say last night, "Well, it was a minimal, limited attack." That, as a matter of fact, Jen Griffin from Fox News, who's their head Capitol correspondent, she was saying, and she was emphasizing over and over again, she did one piece, and she must have said "limited attack" 10 times in that one, 2-minute piece. She just wanted to let everybody know it was a limited attack. Which says to me that these people don't know anything about attacks and warfare, okay? A limited attack. Would they have considered Pearl Harbor a limited attack because they attacked just the harbor and not Honolulu? They just hit the harbor. Is that a limited attack? It was a very effective, devastating attack, but it was limited to an area. Now, yes, what we're hearing this morning is that they actually hit some facilities that were near the nuclear site in Iran. The site is called Isfahan, and it's south. I want to say it's like southwest of Tehran, and not terribly far from Tehran. And they're saying this morning, and they're making a point of emphasizing that they didn't actually hit the nuclear sites. I don't know how they have this information because nobody's seen anything from anywhere, and Iran is actually trying to tell us people that nothing happened here. Just keep, pay attention.
Why do they have an all-woman shield around the outskirts of the facility there? The United States holds women sacred. We don't, so ladies, go stand around.
I didn't know that. Do they actually
they got a shield of women that are standing all in black garment and all of that, and they're standing around as, whatever, they're supposed to be doing, but, go anywhere.
Well, I think the mistake they're making is that if they had that shield up, they think that the U.S. has a decision in this. First of all, the U.S. told them not to do it, Israel. But Israel did exactly what Israel should have done for Israel. And somebody made an interesting point. There was the, was it the 8-day war back in 1967? And at the time, the U.S. wasn't actively backing Israel, you know?
Yeah.
And they, I mean, they were supporting him, but they weren't giving him money or aid or any of that stuff. So, you know, then we had, what, in the 70s, another war, and it,
yeah.
And then by that time we were actively backing them with aid and money and technology, and the war went a lot longer because Israel was trying to placate and pacify the people in Washington while carrying on a war too. They think, the experts in Israel think, this time around Netanyahu and his administration said, wait a second, we cannot fight a war on two fronts. We can't fight the Iranians and be fighting Biden at the same time. We're going to ignore Washington. We're going to do what we have to do to save our country. That's what the experts are saying. And I think that's what they did. Now, here's the other interesting thing, Bill. This morning, it was announced that the U.S. is looks like they're going to give them $1 billion in military aid, like immediately, $1 billion. You know, and the person who made the statement said, and this will be coming from our stocks, directly from our stocks. And I thought, we are being run by a bunch of idiots, a bunch of fools. You know, people may say, well, it's only $1 billion worth of our armament. It's a hell of a lot of stuff, and we're going to be short. We were short with the Ukrainian war, Bill. Remember we were the artillery shells? We were short with – they were complaining that our supply was significantly diminished. Can you imagine what it's going to be like now if we give them another $1 billion of our stuff? I don't know. We're going to be caught with our pants down because of this guy in Washington and his crew.
Well, I think we're right now running through life with our pants down around our ankles, thanks to Joe. And, you know, one little misstep and slip, and we're done for, you know.
Now, Bill, the interesting sidebar, which you just brought up, about China and the hackers, if you would, you know.
Well, no, I'm just saying, yeah, we're talking about, you know, pipelines, we're talking about water, we're talking about telecommunications, we're talking about everything that we depend on. That they are going to target. So energy, we may not have an electrical grid that could go down. If they're going to, they've already got the companies, American companies, that they're targeting, and they've already got cells here. So they've made it known that they are ready to flip our switch.
The story goes like this. Chinese hackers are preparing to launch a major attack on critical U.S. infrastructure and have already infiltrated multiple companies. This is according to Christopher Wray and the FBI. And Laura Logan last week said, hey, that bridge collapse in Baltimore, that was a direct result of a hack on our systems by the Chinese.
Now, well, we said that first, I think.
We did say that first. We said it the day it happened.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, I mean, just to, not to sit there and stick a feather in our hat, but, you know, somebody down in Louisiana said, you know, they actually this past week said, you know, I went back and listened to some of your shows, haven't done it in a while, and you guys are crazy. And they were talking about the bridge. You know, you talked about stuff that no one else talked about.
Right.
But lo and behold, we do our homework, and, you know.
It doesn't take a genius to figure out what's going on here, you know. And by the way, getting back to what we just said about the $1 billion in aid going to Israel, look, I think Israel should get aid and support, but I also think that we're going to be hurting big time when it comes to supplying our own troops. You know, there was a time in World War One when we were training our infantrymen with toy wooden rifles, not real rifles, because we didn't have enough stuff. I think we're going to be there, Bill. I think we're going back in that direction.
I hope we saved those toys.
Yeah.
We may have to pull them out of the war chest. Jeez.
Yeah. I mean, this is it's getting kind of silly. Now, the Chinese are going to strike us when it's they've already hit us with the attack in the Baltimore Harbor. No one will admit it. They'll all say that's nonsense. It was a mistake. The captain and his crew were out drinking the night before or whatever. I mean, they'll make some ridiculous excuse for what happened. But like Laura Logan said, and she got it from people who are government intel people. She got it from her contacts in the Pentagon. I mean, Laura Logan is one of the last of the true reporters.
Real journalist.
Yeah, she's one of the last of the true reporters out there, and she got her information from people who are in the know. And you won't hear it, by the way, but I was watching Bill this morning. You know, is this all-encompassing or what? But I got up this morning earlier than I normally do. I mean, like, I had to wake up the chickens so they could crow. That's how early it was. But I was watching BBC News. They have a program called Hard Talk. You know, it's sort of like a Bill O'Reilly of Great Britain, this guy. And he has this guest on, and this guest and this host says, well, if the administration in the United States changes to President Trump again, then all bets are off. And the guest says, yes, what has been successful known standard diplomacy will be out the window and will be in uncharted territory. This is what this guest is saying, this expert, obviously a Biden expert. And I'm thinking to myself, wait, pull, as my friend would say, as my co-host would say, back this bus up. Exactly. I thought, wait a second. When President Trump, who is a known commodity, he was in for 4 years, when he was sitting in that Oval Office, we didn't have any new wars. We didn't have any of our troops lost in the last 18 months in Afghanistan. All of this turmoil, all of this upheaval that we have now and we're living through is a direct result of one Mr. Joseph Robinette Biden. You know, I mean, it's directly coming from his administration, his people, and his decisions. But the left wants to sell you on the fact that if you just keep us in office, we'll keep everything just the way it is right now, and you'll be so happy. We're on the brink of war, folks.
Well, you know, and it could break out this weekend. You know, you've got what's going on with Iran and Israel. You got what's going on with Russia and the Ukraine. Our hand is in the works. And are we on the right side or the wrong side, or should we even be involved at all? It's a good question. And yeah, I'd love to hear everybody else's answer on that. But now you've got also China threatening cyber attacks. Now, it doesn't take much to provoke an attack, i.e., you know, Iran doing the biggest missile barrage in the history of warfare, all right? Biggest attack ever that has been done in recorded history. Happened in our lifetime here, friends. Yeah. Now, what insignificant thing, maybe, that we could do that would maybe provoke China to say, it's on? Well, I don't know. Maybe, you know, those Tomahawk cruise missiles, you know, from a Typhoon launcher, you know, they can be pretty devastating. You can put nukes, you know, limited yield nukes on them. Mm-hmm. You can do a lot. Well, we put them in the northern region of the Philippines. We just put them there. China knows, and they're going, wait a minute. That makes us pretty well immediate targets from those Tomahawks. They're mad. And they're threatening about that.
Well, it's hard to feel bad for China because these are the guys who have...
I'm not feeling bad for them.
But they've literally gone out into the South China Sea and they've actually made islands that didn't exist. And they're claiming that is their property and the surrounding area is part of their property. They're pushing their border eastward. China also, I think, is looking at Taiwan and thinking, you know, if we're going to hit it, yeah, if we're going to hit it, it's got to be soon because we can't wait for that guy Trump to get back into office because all bets will be off, you know?
Yeah, you know what? Everyone goes, the Democrats, you can't put that guy in there. He's crazy. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Maybe we need an intelligent kind of crazy in the White House where you can't predict the hand he's going to play.
This, Justin, Iran supposedly is saying now they have no plan for immediate retaliation against Israel. A senior Iranian official told Reuters on Friday that things are going to be basically calm for the time being. The foreign source of the incident has not been confirmed. We have not received any external attack. They're denying the attack, and they're saying that they have no plans to retaliate. What? Well, why would you even think about retaliating if you didn't get attacked? I'm just anyway.
Well, because you know, you do the exact opposite of what you say.
They are confused. I think if anything, Israel said, "Okay, you launched 300 plus missiles, and three hit the desert. You know, okay." We're going to launch a handful, and we're going to nail our targets, and we're going to do it without you knowing it, and it's going to come as a big surprise to everybody in Tehran, and it did. And what it proved was that Israel, they may not have to launch 300-plus missiles. They can launch a handful and take out whatever they want to take out in Iran. You know, you have to understand another thing, friends. Israel is a country of 7 million people, and it's surrounded by angry neighbors who don't like them of about 200 million people. A lot of people in the neighborhood would like to see Israel disappear. It would be like, for example, the state of Pennsylvania, okay? The state of Pennsylvania being hated and being targeted by every other state in the union, you know? That's about what it's like for Israel.
Well, yeah, if you look on the map, too, I mean, you look at the sheer size of Iran, and it's not all, I mean, it's desert, but there's a lot of people there,
yeah.
And they have a lot of money there, and they have probably, you know, since the Gulf War days, they probably got defenses that we, you know, we do and don't know about, but compared to Israel, Israel's got some high-tech stuff, but it is the real modern-day David and Goliath.
Yeah.
Story.
Got to remind you that the Iranians, for the most part, the people don't want war. The people. They just want to live their lives. It's the government that is screwing them up. Sort of like in some ways it can be compared to our government. The people in this country, for the most part, want somebody like, dare I say, Trump as president, you know? If you believe the polls, a significant amount of people want Trump to be president, and a lot of these people are people who didn't vote for him in 2020. For example, here's a black Philly Trump supporter, a black Philadelphia Trump supporter. Listen.
So, my thing is, you know, you got all these people here for this guy named Biden, right? We got a lot of people, veterans in the street, suffering. You got low-income families where he actually came to visit, struggling, but you got immigrants coming over here illegal, and they're helping people. When are you going to help the American people? That's what I would like to know, you know? And then you pull our troops from Afghanistan, make us look weak as a country. Now people don't take us serious. They laugh at us. They look at us like a joke. And then now on top of that, you're not, like, mentally capable of running a country, bro. You know?
Who is?
Trump. Trump is, listen, he's quick to push buttons, but that's what we need. We need an iron fist for this country. Because Biden, he's going through Alzheimer's. He's a joke. Trump, he don't play around, man. He gets things done, and you see action, man. He gets things done. We don't need this piece of shit in office. We need Biden, bro. I mean, not Biden. We need Trump. Bring Trump back because he got things done and we've seen results. Actually, stimulus checks that were handed out to people. What is Biden doing? But being weird. He can't even make speeches. Some of the shit he say doesn't even make sense. I don't even understand what he's saying. So, Trump, please come back, man. We need you, bro.
Trump, please come back. That's a black voter from Philadelphia.
You know, and they talk about Trump being a racist this and a racist that, and the country is divided. You know, the one thing I heard that guy say right up front was, hey, what about America? We're Americans. You know, so he didn't go, I'm a black person, didn't go, you white guys. You know, we're Americans. So, you know, the divide is on the other side doing the accusing. Usually the accuser is the divider. And let us just get along because we can and we do. And, you know, he's evidence of that, you know, and, you know, he articulated very well, you know, that things were getting along, going a lot better under Trump than Biden. You know, you can sit there and do all these fake numbers. Oh, the economy's producing more jobs and more this and more that, but everybody's hurting. Ball, but it's still good. You're just not telling the truth. Well, maybe it's you, the media, that is not telling the truth, because the hurt is on. And sooner or later, and I, you know, I almost think it's deliberate when they sit there and say, well, you know what, and we're not going to have to lower the interest rates because this balloon's not going to crash. This bubble's going to keep going bigger and bigger. There's no end to what Joe has done. Well, you might be right about that. He's dug a deep hole. You're spinning Shinola is something else.
You know, Biden was in Philadelphia yesterday, and the day before that he was in Pittsburgh. And the response from the people was really tepid. You know, I mean, they weren't out in droves. And the media, surprisingly, weren't falling all over themselves to say good things about him. As a matter of fact, in Pittsburgh, the day before yesterday, a reporter said this.
When you drive around the area, you see a lot of Trump signs, not very many Biden signs. Do you feel like you're in trouble here?
Well, you haven't been driving in the right places, pal.
You haven't been driving in the right places, pal. That's by, yeah. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, one of the things that I've noticed on the media since you brought them up is, you know, they're talking about the Trump trial in New York. You know, people making fun of. Now, when they do the negative means, you know, they showed Trump on the table sleeping, going, well, it's kind of sad. But what I'm saying is the tone is changing, because sometimes, you know, you're venomous and you're evil and you're doing bad things and yeah, yeah, yeah. And all of a sudden you realize, you know what? As I heard one, you know, you might say touched liberal news guy going, you know, I grew up in Queens too. And he's the young guy that wanted to go to Manhattan and following his dad's footsteps, and he went there alone and made something of himself. And now, you know, he's gone from this to something great, and now he's in trial. And then you can't, and you're not allowed to say anything as people sit there and say nasty things about you. He's a human being.
They dismissed a juror. Did you hear about that? They dismissed
two.
Was it two? I know they were thinking about the second one, but I didn't think that they had dismissed him yet. You say they did dismiss him?
They did, but here's the problem. All those jurors that they were doing, the ones that they kept, I don't like Trump. I could never like Trump. He is such a bad guy. I can't do anything. Okay, you're on the jury. You know, the reason the first one got dismissed, you know, she came forward and just sat flat out and said, I don't think that I can be, you know,
fair.
Impartial.
Yeah,
fair. And I think... Now, they didn't say it. They didn't say what she was exactly saying. Mm-hmm. But I think, you know, they thought, wait a minute, she could go pro-Trump. Get her out of here. And, you know, the other guy, he just admitted that he couldn't do anything. And he said things that were obviously too blatant. But
Eric Schon said this about the second guy. Eric Schon from Fox News.
This has to do with something that very well could have been the fact that this juror may have been arrested back in the 1990s conducting some type of political vandalism against something, posters on the right, and it was not revealed, or he did not remember it and did not include it, and that is why that juror has been dismissed.
You know, it's amazing. They fall all over themselves, especially now on Fox, to try to sound politically correct. The guy was caught and arrested for tearing down conservative signs, okay? And Eric Schon is saying, well, he may have done this and he may have done that. No, he did. And he was arrested, and he just didn't say it to the judge.
Well, they're in denial that they have been doing a whack job, but I think they see Trump. You know, and you gotta love the guy's, you know, bravery to just sit there and put up with everything he's done. How many people would sit there and go through this if they were guilty and sit there and keep standing? You know, I mean, he takes the punch.
I don't know how he does it.
Still stands up.
I
don't
not.
Either. Now, I do see weariness in his face. It's not that he's worried about things. He's physically tired.
Sure.
And Mershon is just sitting there You know, Trump was, you know, and he made it known, and he's told to shut up about it. It's cold in here. People are actually chilly in here. Could you turn up the heat? No, I like it cold in here. I'm sorry, but that is inhumane treatment in a trial where you are not guilty until proven guilty. Now, the word is they're going to make him guilty even though even the pundits
are going, let me ask you a question.
Not really guilty.
How does a judge in his right mind take his whole career and essentially flush it down the toilet like this guy? Do they think that if they get overturned in appeal, it'll just be your standard overturning an appeal and nothing will happen and everything will be forgiven and life will go on as normal for these people? Because I don't think that what they're doing is justice. What they're doing is treasonous. They're taking a good man who's done nothing wrong. They're using the law to hurt him, to physically hurt him politically and physically. Go ahead, Bill.
There are two evil people that have been stated and pretty much proven to be the real power behind the White House, and that is Obama, and the other one is Hillary.
Yeah.
Hillary is an evil, lying, I won't say the word.
Sacagawea, yes, I know.
Vindictive,
as Chris Plant would
person,
say. Yeah.
And she's doing everything that she can. Now, she's done this before, this kind of stuff, and it blew up in her face. And now she's gotten everybody on board to do the hate. You got to believe this because I wouldn't lie to you. Hate. And some people are starting to see Trump still stands up to it. And they're realizing this guy is not, you know, you might not like him for whatever reason, but he's a human being. He's not a piece of crap. He's a human being. And he's actually done, I even heard a liberal media guy saying, you know, and they're ignoring the fact that he did do some great things. I'm going, what? Did I just hear the right thing? And it was on ABC last night watching this that I saw. And then they brought up the case and I'm sitting there going, now, do they think if people are starting to get a little bit of remorse and guilt by what they're doing, that this is going to, and I think they're at a point of no return because they've created this monster. They can't just go, well, you know, we were wrong. We were making this stuff up.
Now
they got to go forward.
Actor John Voight made a statement yesterday, 2 minutes long, about where we're at and what we should do as a country.
Gotta
this is John Voight. Yeah.
Bring back what was lost. We must bring back the safety of this great country. We must bring back our greatest achievements that once were blooming. My friends of all colors, all religions, all nations, we must remember given truth, one love under God. This life is full of injustice. This land of Israel is in danger. The land of the free, the USA, is in danger. Let us all come together and make these countries safe again. We must stop this war. We must stop this darkness, this negative plague that is lingering. How? Vote for the only president that could save these countries once and for all. Let all nations bloom. Let them shine. And my friends, the only way President Donald J. Trump, he and only he, can take this hardship and turn it into a magnificent triumph. He can wipe out this swamp and bring glory. Bring justice, and he will help save Israel and warn these enemies that they will pay the price of their injustice for their disgraceful actions. Justice will prevail, and peace for all nations will come to be if you all see this truth, that President Trump will step up to the plate of justice and overrule the barbaric animals destroying our country, the USA, and destroying the beautiful sacred land, the walls of many prayers, the soil of Moses, who said, "Let my people go." This evil must be wiped out, and the gift of life restored with harmony, with faith, with safety, with love. And this is God's promise. He who seeks truths, he who seeks this and prays, they all are the gift, the love of God, God's glory.
You know, he's an Academy Award-winning actor. He's a superb actor. But you would think that after all these years of making great movies, Deliverance and Midnight Cowboy, what was the one about Runaway Train? That one of my favorite ones.
Oh, that was a great movie.
Great movie. But the thing is, you would think they would mic the audio better. He would have a better. But see, he's an actor. He's not a technician.
No, he's not a technician.
No.
And you know what? Does he really have to come out and? You know, what does he care? I mean, you hit a point in life. Just what do we care? I got a lot of years left on me, but what do I care? You know. It, you know, leave it to the young. If they want to screw up the world, go ahead, because I've got, you know, everybody's got a number. I do, you do, and, you know, I'm probably closer to the number than a 30-year-old. So if you want to screw it up for yourself, go right ahead. But what it is that he cares. He cares for his children, whether they believe what he believes or not. He cares about them. So,
like a lot of people, look at. Life has been good to me. Life has been good to you. Life has been good to John Voight big time. He's been a very, you know, he looks around, I'm sure, and sees a lot of unemployed actors. And he probably thinks, what for the grace of God go I? All of these unemployed actors aren't necessarily bad actors or non-talented actors. Some of them
just in the right
just,
place at the right time.
Exactly. And John Voight he looks around and thinks, boy, I've been a lucky guy. I have a lot to be thankful for. It's because of this country that we live in.
Right place at the right time. Now, think about this for a minute. Everyone's talking in the left going, well, you know, the economy, this is just going to keep sailing high and high and high. We've got low unemployment numbers, and the economy is growing. We don't see it. We don't feel it. But they say, oh, yeah, since the pandemic, Joe has really brought things back. But look at this in another way, because you can't ignore that the chessboard was set up during the Trump administration. He got everything going. Gas prices were down. We were, you know, oil independent again. We had everything in check and going. Pandemic came along. Was it real or was it manufactured? Well, that's another show and another debate. But let's just say it happened for whatever reason, stalled things. But now Joe is claiming, well, I've done such a great job. Well, maybe what happened was Trump did such a great job. Yeah, the pandemic slowed things down, and regardless of your failures in the opening of the border and everything else that you can't even mumble yourself through, he did such a great job that it's coming, it's showing the signs it's coming back. But, you know, this is like a well-made, well-tuned rocket.
Yeah,
it's got a mission, and you all of a sudden going, well, okay, now that it's on its way, let's put Don Knotts in charge. You know,
Laura Logan wants the people to remember when we're talking about military strikes and strategy and stuff like that. She wants people to remember what Biden and his administration did in Afghanistan. Listen,
Donald Trump did have a good point that you couldn't be there forever. And the way that he, under General Scotty Miller, who was negotiating at the time, the way they were going to leave a residual force behind, they wouldn't have done things like what the Biden administration did, was to take, for example, when Amrullah Saleh said, please leave the weapons in the Panjshir. They took them from the Panjshir, but they left them in Kandahar, and they left them in Helmand, and they left them in Zabul. Why did they do that? They took everything from their allies, and they gave everything to their enemies. Trump was not going to do that. Now, I'm not saying that everything about Trump's policy was perfect or that he was 100% right. It's unknowable because we never got to see that. But I did read what they were planning on doing. I do know what the differences were. And then you have the Biden administration come in and they change everything. They literally go down on their knees, and that's not low enough. So then they go down on their bellies and they crawl in the dirt. They slither like snakes. And they let the Taliban and Al-Qaeda dictate the terms. And they lie and they lie and they lie. And it is the most shameful thing that I have ever witnessed a nation do in my entire life. Because it wasn't enough for them to pull out and take everything from you. On top of that, they had to give your enemies all the help and support that they needed.
You know, that's Laura Logan. And remember one thing. She talks about the Biden administration. Mm-hmm. She took from our allies and gave to our enemies. there's a whole theme here that we have got to look at. We have got the Afghanistan situation where we left $89 billion worth of equipment and ammunition to the Taliban. We have our open border. You know, one of the things, Bill, that we're not talking about with this strike in Iran is that we have sleeper cells right now. I'm not saying this because I'm making this up. I'm saying this because the FBI director said in testimony that he believes there are sleeper cells in the U.S. and they are going to attack us sometime. They're waiting for something. Could what they're waiting for be an attack by Israel on Iran? Could that be the signal for them to attack us? Who knows? But we have them here, and Biden and his administration left them.
Yeah, and you know what, as I like to say, and I know you're not going to be ready for this comment, because we didn't talk about this, but with all that said about Afghanistan and the withdrawal, even Biden himself, a few years earlier before he did it, when he was kind of more cohesive when he talked and he was out campaigning, he talked about, you know, we can't leave that hardware behind because somewhere down the road they're going to come back and stick it up our rear ends.
Yeah, we played.
We've got to get it out of there.
We have the audio somewhere. Yeah, we played that cut. You're absolutely correct. He did say that. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm just saying what he's done is he's doing the exact opposite of what he knows is right, and he's told you is right.
Well, he said on the floor of the Senate that we have to have secure borders back in 2006. Yeah. Biden said that.
So why has he turncoated? I mean, come on, Benedict R. Joe Arnold. You know, come on. This is
Could it be? He was promised. Is it because of greed, Bill? Is it because
exactly?
Yeah.
Amazing. You know, he's making money. I mean, look, they lied and said it was Trump with China and Burisma and all of that. That was a Hillary lie. And you know what? They need to go back and reexamine that stuff. And everything that traces back to Hillary, don't let her slide. I don't care about her age. I don't care that she's a woman, she's white or privileged or anything. She is evil, and she needs to be put up on stage and tried for her crimes and dealt with, because she's pulled those strings. And Joe, right there with it, because you have verbal evidence of you said one thing and now you're doing something else. Where's the change? But there's a connection with all of that.
You know, you look at what's happening in the Middle East right now, you may be saying, well, how dangerous is it really? Well, let me read this to you. Iran is now enriching uranium to up to 60% purity and has enough material enriched to that level, if enriched further, for two nuclear weapons, according to the International Atomic Energy Agency's theoretical definition. Look it. That's what they're telling the world they have.
Oh, they got them.
You know they got them. They got them already. The good news, supposedly, now this came out last night. I don't know how they know this unless it's just taking the word from Iran. But it says the International Atomic Energy Agency confirmed on Friday, they're ahead of us by about 8 hours, confirmed on Friday there was no damage to Iran's nuclear sites in the alleged attack by Israel on Iran. They're not even, like I say, they're not even confirming there was an actual attack. Trust me, there was. Go ahead, Bill.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know, they show the pictures of those plants, like their power stations. The thing that I noticed that was devoid of, I saw the big round globe there, and I said, okay, yeah, the facility there, and there's labs in there. But what I didn't see were the power lines coming out. Like, wait a minute, this is an energy-producing plant?
Yeah.
Where are the power lines?
You're reading too much into it, Bill.
They're underground. You're paying too much attention.
Yes.
Yeah. When we weren't looking, we were snoozing in the all nights. They went overnight, just dug up all those, ran that.
Unbelievable power lines.
They transmitted over the airwaves.
How dare you look for something so obvious from a power company as power lines? You know, come on.
The other thing is there. You know, with the reactors, I'm sitting there going, "Well, it's out in the middle of the desert. Where is the cooling?"
I didn't see any smoke coming. You see any steam
coming? Yeah, there's one stack. There was nothing there. I'm going like, okay, there is a nuclear facility there, but it's not a power plant. There's no power lines. There's no water to cool the reactors. So what the hell are they doing in there?
Yeah, well, let me ask you a question now that we've talked about what's already happened. But what do you think is going to happen this weekend? Is it going to escalate or is it going to calm down in the Middle East? I think I hear them say, "Oh, it's a limited airstrike," I don't know. I think Iran's going to slap back.
Yeah, I think Iran's bluff was called because what they did is, well, we had to retaliate. Well, okay, if you had to retaliate, it should have been a lot smaller than that, than the biggest in the history of the planet.
Yeah.
Bigger than any attack missile barrage anywhere, anytime in history, which is during, you know, the recent recorded years. They didn't have missiles. Well, yeah, I guess Chinese did. They had rockets. But either way, it's the biggest. And that didn't, you know, they even said, now, if Israel attacks, we will fire back immediately. I think what happened was Iran thought that their bluff was good enough, and now their card has been called. But I don't think either side is going to telegraph when or where.
Yeah.
And
of course,
I think it's going to escalate.
I want to remind the audience that Joe Biden.
Stumbling, mumbling Joe.
Yeah, he warned Israel.
And I made it clear to Israelis, don't move on Haifa. It's just not, I mean, anyway, I just. Look what we did recently.
Oh, yeah. Don't move on Haifa. Joe, that's the third largest city in Israel. There's a good chance that Israel probably will not bomb its third largest city. Unbelievable.
Well, unless Joe was there, you know, we'll bomb ourselves. You know what? Speaking of which, do you not wonder if sometimes some of the things, the stupid things that are happening in the United States is not intentional by ourselves to sit there and shift the focus of everything? But you know, yes, what I think might happen, the Chinese threat of the attack scares me, because usually that is an announcement before something actually happens, and there's a lot going on in the world, and this is a good weekend for
can they kill the internet, you think? Have they got that kind of software out there where they can actually hack into I think people don't realize how the internet works. There are spokes. There are multiple wheels that make the internet work. Yeah. From what I understand, around the country,
there's a lot of hubs. You know, it's the spoked wheel thing. But here's what you can do. You know, they can make the people suffer if they sit there and they cut off our communications. There's cellular, which runs on some power, but they have their own generators. So you might have cell phone, which, again, gives you
internet. How about GPS? So, can they affect GPS?
Sure. They can maybe affect satellite installations, take out some strategic areas. They could probably take out, again, the electrical grid. They can take out pipelines for whatever oil that we do have flowing.
Natural gas.
They can sit there and do that. So if you have no water, they can contaminate the water, or, you know, shut it down to where you have no fresh water, you have no electricity, your TV, you can't watch that. It probably comes in on cable anyway. So they could probably sit there and leave us cold, hungry, without water, and blind.
You know, what might not be a bad idea, friends, if you've taken your showers, to fill the tub up with water, just to have it. You know, people say, why would you fill the tub up? Well, to do things like flush the toilet if you don't have any electricity,
when you have a jug, a gallon of milk, and it's empty, rinse it out, and fill it with water and put that under the cabinet and have some for a flush, because if we were without water, and then you tell everyone, hey, look, you know, it's not going to be pleasant, but you know, wait a couple of turns before you flush it and use that water to flush the toilet.
Yeah. If you have a purifying system in your house, you might want to make sure everything, is there, because I have one. I bought one. It's it does 3 gallons at a time. It's a charcoal system, and it can take the filthiest water, the dirtiest water, and purify it, which is amazing. Yeah. They say it will. Would you believe it would purify urine? Not that you'd want to.
I wouldn't want to give it a try. No, I'm sorry, but neither. Look at this. I'm recycling my own water.
Are you thirsty, honey? I'll get you something to drink.
Yeah. Right off the tap. Here you go. Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
You had to take me there, didn't you?
Yeah, but you know, the thing is, you got to think about stuff that maybe is out of the norm, because we may be entering into dangerous territory, uncharted waters, as they would say. Things were so upsetting in Israel yesterday. They had alarms going off in the northern section of Israel that were false alarms. But supposedly, they had reports of missile strikes in Syria and in Lebanon yesterday. Now, there's not a lot of talk about that. I think it's because they don't have a lot of information, do you know? I don't think they're getting a lot of information from the Middle East right now. So people, they're stretching, you know?
Yeah, and I don't know that Iran wants to sit there. If the damage is bad, but nobody knows or sees it, you know, they can see, they can keep the front up going, well, nah, they missed. Their shot's lousy.
Yeah.
But then on the other hand, well, maybe they did intentionally miss and say, we'll fire off 12 salvos, and they're not going to be so precise, just to let them know, we are ready to hit you, and guess what? It's coming, and it's just a precursor, but it's also maybe a deterrent to say, to make them think that, oh, they're more vulnerable than we think. We can pounce.
No, another but thing, Israel's got if Iran,
finite defense.
If Iran bounces back, might it be with stronger weapons, more dangerous weapons? I think
their political regime, not the people, but I think the political regime would say, let's go ahead. If they think that they have the advantage, and that could be, now if it were me playing, if you know, it's, you got to be thoughtful of this. I might have done a few foul shots just to sit there and say, okay, let's draw them. Let's draw them in, and then we hit them precisely. Because, you know, they'll expose themselves when they come in, and then you can sit there and nail them all.
Here's what you have to remember, too, folks. Israel, whereas Iran, they think, is really close to having nuclear weapons, Israel has them. Yeah, Israel has them. They also have, what you don't realize, is they have submarines. They never talk about this, but Israel has submarines, and you know that they're parked right off the coast of Iran. You know, they're out there, closer than you think. And they were talking about, I heard some experts say, well, they didn't fly planes into Iran's airspace. They were missiles that were launched. What nobody talked about was that airplanes can fly up to the border and launch missiles from the planes, you know? Mm-hmm. So they can be over Iraq, and they can launch missiles and not be in Iran's airspace.
Now, it's funny you mention planes, because, you know, they talk about Ukraine's taking out the Soviets' military defense and all their planes and all of that stuff. Well, if they're hurting for hardware, why is it that Russia said, hey, you know what, Iran, we're giving you jets? If they didn't have them to spare, they wouldn't give them to them, and they're giving them, you know, that hardware to fight the war. Could it be that Iran's just going, don't say anything, nah, you didn't hit us, nah, you missed, waiting for that extra reinforcement of equipment coming from Russia that was promised by Putin, because he's picked a side, and because it's going to draw us into it and take us. We can't be in the Ukraine and they're fighting. So now we got to make a choice.
One of the targets that they went after yesterday supposedly was an Iranian airbase. And the expert that was talking, I think it was Fox, last night said at this airbase, they have F-16s. Now, if they have F-16s at this Iranian airbase, they go back pre-1979. These are ancient machines right now. You know, and they probably have had a heck of a time maintaining them, because they probably haven't been able to get brand new parts directly from the manufacturer. Maybe they what they do is they buy them from other countries. You know, I heard someone say, what would happen if we turned off the armament spigot to Israel? Well, Israel already has secondary suppliers set up, meaning they will get the weaponry they need from, for example, India. India has already said, don't worry about it. We'll get you whatever you need. See, India wants the billions of dollars of revenue that Israel will fork over, you know?
Yeah, and you got to sit there and go, okay, Israel doesn't have the problem. Well, they're not very big, so they can't have the capabilities to manufacture. Well, they could, but it would be easy to take it all out. But then all of a sudden, now that they have suppliers like India and other countries, when war breaks out, does that not pull those countries into the war too? And then all of a sudden, we don't have a war with Iran and Israel. We've got a global war.
We are so close, Bill, to a World War III right now. No one's talking about it, but this Iran-Israeli situation, if it escalates, we are an ally. We are a sworn ally of Israel. Mm. We have said we'll back them up. And if we're true to our word, although this administration—
Not with Biden. No, see, I
Yeah, this
see.
Administration isn't always true to their word. But, and by the way, if we actually go ahead and help Israel, expect to have sleeper cells activated in this country. Expect there to be attacks in this country. You may say, oh, well, there aren't a lot of people in this country who are that way. Look at the demonstrations we've seen on the college campuses. The people, the young people who have said that they are Hamas. I heard them chanting at Columbia University, we are Hamas. We are Hamas. And I'm thinking, wait a second. If a lot of these kids, by the way, were foreign students. So they may be speaking the truth. They may be Hamas. They may be in this country for a reason.
Well, let me ask you a question. You know, speaking of kids in college and, you know, the thing going on now, student debt forgiveness, we've had a lot of foreign people here that, you know, may not have our interest. You know, I guess we're forgiving all debt. Could we harboring?
We also have let them into a lot of the people who've come across the border, military age young people.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just saying, you know, we're giving money out willy-nilly
Bill, do you think every one of these students at Columbia University, all these demonstrators in New York, do you think they're all college kids? Hell no.
No,
a lot of these kids
not.
Are illegal immigrants from who a month and a half ago were crossing through a desert in Texas. And
well,
Biden,
they get their money from Soros and probably a backdoor from the Biden administration, too. There is an evil plot. There's something nefarious that's going on. If you look at things face value, none of this should be happening. But then somewhere along the line in every single pie that's out there, Biden's got his hand in it somehow.
Well, speaking of Biden, you know what he said at one of his talks yesterday in Philadelphia?
Sure.
He said this.
Are you ready to choose freedom over democracy? Because that's America.
Yes.
Are you ready to choose? I'm going to play it again. Listen, this is Jumpin' Joe Biden yesterday in Philadelphia.
Are you ready to choose freedom over democracy? Because that's America.
Yes.
Are you ready to choose freedom over democracy? Because that's America.
What is freedom? What is freedom?
Well, first of all, it's a dumb statement.
Well, yeah, I know.
Are you ready to choose? I don't want to choose freedom over democracy. If you have democracy, you have
freedom. So now we're dividing freedom away from democracy.
Absolutely.
We've separated freedom. So,
but what does it say about Joe Biden? It says he's a socialist. Joe Biden is a socialist.
And a dictator. He just said it right there. Democracy, my democracy, means you want freedom? You don't get this democracy.
Let me tell you, Bill, this guy believes wholeheartedly that he has the power now. In his confusion and dementia, one of the things he really likes is the fact that he believes He's the all-powerful. He gets up in the morning in the White House. Everybody waits on him hand and foot. He gets on Marine One and flies out to one of the most beautiful airplanes in the world, Air Force One, and flies to any point on the globe where he's greeted with adulation and great respect. They look at him because he's the leader of the free world. That's what they think this guy is. He is bathed in this, and he doesn't want to give it up. He really kind of doesn't know why he has got all this stuff, because he's a little confused. Well, he just said, do you want freedom over democracy?
Are you ready to choose freedom over democracy? Because that's America.
Yes.
Because that's America.
I think we do get the right to choose, if we get to the election, to choose democracy, which includes freedom. And that's to get rid of you, Joe, because you have no clue as to what life is all about. And the leader of the free world, well, the world is not exactly all free. And it's getting farther away from that every day that goes on, that you are in the White House because you are not making intelligent choices.
That's true.
You are making choices that line your own pocket and your crony friends. You know, these tax cuts, they're designed to help his billionaire buddies. You know, disgusting.
We are in a very sorry situation right now. People, I don't know if they heard this or not. Another congressman said he's going to retire at the end of his term this year. His name is Jake LaTerna from Kansas. He won't be seeking re-election in November. This is from the House. This is a Republican. You don't hear this coming from the Democrats, by the way. But you hear these rhinos. Now, the good news, at least, I looked at the story, and it didn't seem to indicate that he was leaving early. The good news seems to be is he's staying until the end of his term in November.
The bad news, though, means now that there's a chance that a Democrat can win that seat.
Yeah, but and the thing also is, you know, Mike Gallagher announced he was retiring. Initially, we only got the word he was retiring, and then he said, well, I'm going to retire next week. You know, so this guy could do that, too. We are on the precipice of losing the majority in the House of Representatives.
Now, Bill, I think it's gone.
Now, the other thing is this, Bill. People say, oh, my God, that means the Democrats will have it. Let me ask you a question. Will we be any worse off with the Democrats controlling the House than we are right now with the Republicans controlling the House? I mean, all we have from the Republicans is one constant promise that is never fulfilled. We had the Speaker of the House say he wouldn't pass a budget unless it had money for the border, and he's passing a budget without any mention of money for the border. So he lied to us. We have the Chairman Comer always telling us what they're going to do with Hunter Biden. Oh, we got him now. Oh, he's lied to us when we really and nothing ever happens. These guys are all, as I would say, all huff and no puff. They blow themselves up like a blowfish, like they're going to do something, and then they do nothing. So if we end up losing the House right now with the band of brothers we have in the the majority right now, we don't lose anything if we lose majority. Seriously.
Well, it seems strategic how they seem to be stepping down, and they're rhinos. They're all rhinos. Because there were a lot of rhinos involved in the January 6th thing. And now we know there was testimony, ironclad testimony. And, people that came forward said, no, Trump never said don't send the guard out and everything like that. The January 6th thing has been debunked several times over. Yet yesterday, all of a sudden, why didn't the National Guard come out? Well, then there's two guardsmen who happen to be, I believe, Democrats that sat there and came forward. Well, we never got the order because while it was going on, now the phrase I heard one say, because Trump sat in the office. Well, he wasn't in the office. He was actually over at his pep rally, not a pep rally to do damage, but, you know, any word I say, you're going to sit there and if you're a lefty, take it and twist it. But he did not do that. And
they were 25 minutes away, by the way, by walking. They were at least 25 minutes away from the Capitol.
But now they're trying to take somebody. He goes, he didn't say that he heard this. He just says, we never got the order, but they'll say, oh, it's far more nefarious what Trump did. He actually sat there behind his desk and said, no, I don't want no guard there.
Well,
that's
look at
not
you,
true.
You have the liar.
He's the one that offered it.
You have Lion Biden, the liar-in-chief of the United States right now, going out on the campaign trail saying that Trump said that he didn't want to go to the cemetery in France to see those losers. The losers.
Losers and suckers, which he never said.
He never, ever said it. It was proven over and over again that he didn't say that. But Biden doesn't care about the truth. He is a liar. Okay?
Yeah, but he will keep bringing it up every so often because, just like this show, all right? If you sit there and if you hear it today, you've heard this show. But not everybody's heard this show. So any news that we present today that you haven't heard, but then, you know, somebody else who didn't hear the show, well, they don't know what we talked about. But a week down the road, 2 weeks down the road, 6 months down the road, all, you know, that's news to them.
Yeah.
And so for Biden to sit there and do this, you know, it's been presented, asked, and it was answered, and it was false. But now, if you weren't there when all that happened, Biden relaunches it. You know, we've already covered that because they take old stuff and recycle it so many times. You know, how much stuff can you deflect?
I asked you what you thought would happen over the weekend. Now I'm going to give you what I think is going to happen over the weekend. I don't think this is the end. I think this is the beginning of the start. This is just the beginning.
The opening salvo.
I think you are about to see Iran, because there's an attitude that they have. They're the lead. They consider themselves to be the leader of the opposition. They are the leader not just of the Iranian people, but of the Hezbollah in Lebanon and Hamas in Gaza and all of these people who hate and despise Israel. They haven't got the luxury. Iran doesn't have the luxury to say, okay, that's enough. We're not going to do anything. So when you hear people say, well, I don't think anything's going to happen, that's bull. As a matter of fact, I think something's going to happen before Sunday. There'll be another attack, another salvo, or they'll escalate it some way, and it's going to get messy, all right?
And just so you know, anything that happens from Iran will be carried out here, because if Iran attacks, they attack their enemies. And there are good Iranian people here, and there are probably some terror cells here that are basically an arm of their military. And when you're at war, you attack your enemy on all fronts. The United States are in our mainland here. We are now a war front. Now, I'm not sitting there going to say, oh, man, if you got an Iranian friend, you got to hate him. I've got a lot of Iranian friends, but I remember this back when I was just a kid in diapers, working for a company where we had a gentleman that was Iranian. He went to MIT. He was one of our big computer techs. And, you know, when things were going on, everyone's going, well, you know, so you got to watch it with the hate. But then again, too, you've got to remember, it doesn't matter what their nationality
is. I don't want to see anyone hurt. I look at Iran and I think of the citizens of Iran as being innocent victims that for the most part want peace. And I believe there's a lot. I look at the beautiful children in Iran. I worry about them and their mothers and fathers. But I don't think the control is in the hands of rational people right now. I think irrational people running their government has put them in an awkward, dangerous situation.
And they've got bad leaders. The Ukraine has bad leaders. We may have bad leaders.
Yeah, and, you know, when we were younger, Bill, we felt comfortable in knowing there was an ocean that separated us from them.
There's no separation anymore.
Not with today's technology.
Not
with Joe Biden allowing millions of strangers into our country, because a lot of them are Iranians.
We are a melting pot, but we were a melting pot with different, you know, there were parameters to come into this country. You're welcome. Everybody's welcome. But please read the sign, follow the instructions, and do what you have to do, and then come on in and, you know, build your life. But if you're just, the border's open, oh, forget about the signs on the wall. You don't have to read those signs. Nah, you don't have to do any of this. Matter of fact, you can vote in our election and make sure that I stay in office, and I'll give you money. Money.
Well, if you look at what happened in Baltimore 2 weeks ago, by the way, is that not ancient history now or what? I mean, it's like Baltimore. What happened in Baltimore? Oh, nothing. No big deal. It was like 2 weeks ago. That's old news. That bridge collapsing, that's no big deal. Hey, and do you remember Maui? 6 months ago, what happened in Maui? They had that big fire and thousands of people disappeared, and they've never had an answer as to what really happened. As a matter of fact, they've cordoned off the area that the actual fire took place in, and people haven't been allowed in there. And guys like, Mark Zuckerberg, who lives in Maui, he just finished building a $285 million bomb shelter facility underneath his property in Maui. I mean, no honest answers from anybody about what the hell is going on. We are absolutely left in the fog. You know what they say? We're like mushrooms. You know what they do with mushrooms? They keep them in the dark and cover them with crap, you know? Mm-hmm. And that's basically how the administration and the ruling class in this country keep the American people. And by the way, they keep us fighting with each other, you know?
They divide us.
You want to keep us from looking at the real problems? You keep the Democrats hating the Republicans and vice versa. And if we're fighting each other, we're not going to be looking at the real root problems of what's going on in our world. And that's
We can't even agree to disagree anymore.
Nope. No, we can't even agree to disagree. Hey, one other thing I wanted to mention, Bill, before we wrap this up. We've talked about this on the program. Dubai is in the Middle East, you know, and it's been kind of a dry area, right? So not all of a sudden in the past week, they have been had torrential rains, so much so that the airport is flooded. The airplanes taking off, it's like they're flying out in a stream of water. They are landing in rivers, okay? And what happened is they've seeded the sky. They've seeded the clouds over Dubai, and now they're wondering, well, could that have been the problem?
Well, you know what they call that, right? It's called chemtrails. What are chemtrails? You know, the when you see a jet going over the sky,
they say it's
seeded.
There
is a natural, you know, like you see the trails in the sky.
Mm-hmm.
Chemtrails, though, means that, just cutting the chase here, Tennessee has said, you know, we're going to ban chemtrails. And they did. You can't fly a jet over and have chemtrails. What are chemtrails? Well, the left is explaining it wholeheartedly. Well, oh, come on. That's
a question for you.
Where you dump chemicals
and
poisons.
How do you enforce that? How do you enforce it?
Well, that is a good question. But the Dems are sitting there going, yeah, come on. That's conspiracy theory. You're saying that people put chemicals and poisons in those jet streams?
The answer is yes.
You're just proved it.
Yes.
So, for the left,
and Bill,
well, if they don't, then what's the big whoop?
And Dubai admitted to doing the seeding, the cloud seeding. They're not hiding the fact that they seeded the clouds. They wanted to have more water. They wanted to green up their country a little bit. Now they
overdid it.
That's exactly right. But my question over, I think it's a terrific idea. Say you cannot have chemtrails over our state. But what are you going to do? Send somebody up and pull them over? They're flying at 35 or 40,000 feet. They're doing 600 miles an hour. How in the name of God are you going to enforce?
Well, chances are they'll do detectors. When they fly over, it's probably pretty easy to sit there and go, what plane is that? It'll show up.
It doesn't have a transponder on.
Well, then there you go, because then they're crop dusting. And
if it's the government, would you put it past them flying planes over a state without having a transponder on? I wouldn't.
Well, now, if a plane doesn't have a transponder on, that means it's up to something no good, right? So you could send the guard up and shoot it down, contact the plane, saying,
yeah, but by the time you get
transponder on.
By the time you scramble the guard, they'll be out of the state, and they will have turned on their transponder.
Well, if they turn it on, they identify themselves, and you wait for them when they land.
Well, hey, Bill, you know, you're overthinking this, Bill. I mean, you know.
No, I'm saying, no, you know what? You know, if you're gonna sit there and say it doesn't happen.
If it's being done by the government, they're going to land at a government facility, and you're not going to be able to enforce anything.
Well, but then at least we'd know, wouldn't we?
I think we already do. I think you and I were on top of the a lot of the news stories. We believed, we mentioned this in our podcast today. We were the first that we know of that talked about hackers hacking into the systems and causing the bridge accident.
And there's a radio. There was a radio consultant, big time. Won't mention his name, Bill. He's got the same name as me. Either way, but he's up north. He goes, oh, you know, pardon me for saying this, but could it be an accident? It was a deliberate.
I would just say to Bill, take a good look at the video of that accident, and you'll notice that it didn't just bump into the bridge. At a certain point in the maneuvering, it intentionally turned into the pylon support structure and rammed it at just about full speed. Yeah, could it be an accident? It could be an accident if a numbskull was the pilot. I leave it at that. Hey, listen, my friend, it's been a busy program. We've had a lot to talk about, and I'm afraid that we're going to have a lot more to talk about.
Too bad we fell short of an hour.
We went a little longer than an hour. You know, the other thing is this, folks. Tomorrow, what we talked about today may be all old news. We may have a lot more to talk about tomorrow.
Could be. We may have nothing. But then, you know what? On Saturdays, we always have fun anyway, because if the news is light, which is funny because the news will be light, so we go into, well, let's hypothesize or conspiracy, whatever you want to call it.
Well, I do think that
fun shows.
There's going to be a lot to talk about. I do think we're going to have our own opinions. So we're going to have our hypotheticals. We're going to have our conspiracy theories.
We will have a lot of stuff to talk about. There's always stuff to talk about because you are Jim and I am Bill, and that is that.
If you want to contact us, it's easy to do. Really, really, really easy to do.
Really?
Yeah. Mention that it was easy? Yeah, you go to www.jimandbill.com. Simple. Jim and Bill. Let's spell it out. JimandBill.com. Or www.itsanotherday.com. Our phone numbers are there. Our email addresses are there. Our old shows are there. If you want to just chill out and spend the afternoon listening to our old stuff, it's all right there. Did I miss anything, Bill?
Man, that's Christmas.
Yeah, it really is. Just like Christmas. Christmas in April, you know? Yeah.
That's there the you go.
Okay, without any further ado, I think it's time for you to wrap this sucker up.
I got the paper and the ribbon right here, and so until the next time, hasta la vista, baby! We're out of here.
This is CRN America.